Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Being financially well off, it isn't about earning 50% more in your job or winning the lottery or coming into a ton of cash. It's the everyday small amounts of money that you can save here and there, and then routing that towards your expenses and towards the goals. That's the secret, my friend. You may remember Jay Clemenser, CEO from one of my very favorite apps, Raise. He is back on this mini episode to talk about creative ways to save money on everyday essential items because $5 here, $10 there, it all starts to really add up and will make a big difference for you right now.
You're listening to Millennial Money with award-winning money expert and serial entrepreneur, Shauna Compton-Gain, where we flip the script on the old school approach to everything your parents never taught you about money. Each week, Shauna creates a safe space by talking with special guests from around the world about money wellness, entrepreneurship, traveling like a boss, and what makes millennials tick. Unique stories, trailblazing perspectives, tips, tricks, and everything there is to know about money. Find it all here as you uncover your money story and unlock the life you want to live. Pretty cool, right? Here's Shauna, money expert, Indiana Hoosier, and burger aficionado.
As a business-to-business marketer, your needs are unique. B2B buying cycles are long, and your customers face incredibly complex decisions. Isn't it time you had a marketing platform built specifically for you? LinkedIn Ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers. LinkedIn Ads allows you to build the right relationships, drive results, and reach your customers in a respectful environment. You'll have direct access to 875 million members, 180 million senior-level executives, and 10 million C-level executives. You'll be able to drive results with targeting and measurement tools built specifically for B2B. And you'll work with a partner who respects the B2B world you operate in. LinkedIn Ads is also ranked number one for security, community, and ad experience as part of the Business Insider's Digital Trust Study. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/advertise to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/advertise. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you had an extra $50 or $100 or even more money this month, all from spending money on everyday essentials? Would that make a difference to you? I know it would for me, and I am not paid to say this at all, but I am a huge fan of Raise ever since we had them on our first episode a couple of years ago. The fact that I can buy gift cards for stores that I love to shop, like Home Goods and DoorDash, Whole Foods, and so many more at a discount feels like a secret that really needs to be told. Yes, it does take a few extra minutes to look at sites like Raise. I also love Honey and Ebates. But in the end, if I can save 10 or 20 bucks, or I mean even $5, it's totally worth it to me. That's just money I can use towards other expenses. So I hope you enjoy this mini episode, and maybe it sparks an idea with how you're currently spending and saving your money. I wanted to have you back because I have been thinking a lot about Raise. In fact, I've actually been using it a lot myself over the last year, but like particularly during the pandemic to save some cash. And I just thought, you know, I'm getting so many questions from listeners about creative ways to save money that I thought, why not have you back and have this conversation again? But for maybe people who haven't listened to some previous episodes, can you give me just a little kind of Cliff Notes version of Raise and what you guys do?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Raise, we have a simple mission, and that's to save our customers money everywhere they shop. And so you can do that in a couple ways on our website, which is raise.com, or our mobile app. Primarily, what you're doing is buying gift cards at a discount. And so for some consumers, they want to sell their unwanted or unused gift cards. And so you can come to our site and get some necessary cash in your pocket. And if you're looking to shop, you can actually buy those cards from other sellers and save money yourself. So that's the primary way. But we also have a product called Raise Pay, which we're actually just issuing a gift card instantly from one of our 500 retailers. And you can save anywhere from 3% to 30%, depending on the retailer. And you can use that card for yourself, or you can gift it. But in times like this, it's mostly people using them for themselves to save money at the places they shop every day.
Yeah. And I, you know, I talk about this on the podcast a lot. I think we tend to think about building wealth or our financial plan, whatever that may be, that we need these huge increments of money. Like suddenly we need to score 50% salary increase in our job or get some sort of inheritance. And it really isn't that way. It's these little bits of money over time in these creative places that really do add up. I was wondering if you could just speak a little bit to that.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a great point, which is, you know, without making a dramatic change in your life, you could use a site like Raise and just start saving, even if it's 5% on everything you do over the course of a month or a year. That adds up a lot. And the way I think about it is, you know, I booked my last trip, which unfortunately got canceled. But, you know, had we been able to take it, I effectively got an extra night for free to spend with my family just by using Raise. And so it's just, it's the little things that can either, you know, make your money go further or extend your life just a little bit, which makes it all worth it.
Yeah. And what you were mentioning about like the two different ways that you can interact with Raise with gift cards, I primarily buy the discounted gift cards, but you talked also about how you could sell your gift card. And I think so many of us, we probably all have had a birthday or something where we've gotten a gift card that we're actually not going to use, or maybe we're scrounging around our house these days and we find some gift cards. What sort of value do most people get if they're going to sell their gift card?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a great question. I'll first back up a second and just explain. I mean, I had so many unused gift cards just sitting around from birthday parties or you know, random gifts where maybe somebody doesn't know exactly what you want, so they want to give you a gift card to one of your favorite retailers. And so it's those cases where if you know you're not going to get out or you know you don't want to wait to go to a certain retailer, you can just come to our site and go ahead and list it. And what we do then is we give you a recommended price. We've got, you know, years of data and billions of dollars of transactions to kind of know what it would take to sell that card. And so it just depends on retailer. If you're going to sort of a big box everyday store like Target or Walmart, you may only have to list it for a couple percent discount and somebody will buy it, versus some other retailers that may require a little bit more incentive. You'll have to up your discount a little bit. But either way, you know, what we do is recommend a price. You choose if you want to sell it there, higher or lower. And within a couple of days, right when it sells, we put that money right in your bank account.
Ah, got it. Right. So it's specific to the individual retailer. But, you know, I mean, you made the point yourself that if you just have some of these laying around and you're not using them or you don't want to buy anything, I mean, that's cash in your pocket, essentially, that you can then use for other things like groceries or whatever it may be.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it. There are tens of billions of dollars a year in the U.S. alone of unused gift cards. And so what we're doing is just giving you a platform to turn those unused cards into cash, which is really helpful right now.
That is crazy. I had no idea it was that much money just sitting around in unused gift cards. I mean, that is crazy.
It is. And it's something that people don't often think about. And by the way, the retailers want you to spend that money. They want to get people in their stores. And so we're creating really a win-win for everybody. For people who want to sell those cards, you can get some cash. For people who want to buy those cards, you can make your money go further. And for retailers, they're turning those, you know, stuck gift cards into traffic into their stores or to their websites. And so I think it really works well for everybody in our system.
So let's get a little more granular, because I know everybody wants to know, okay, what are some creative ways that I can use Raise to actually save some money? And I'd love to just go down like some of the kind of key categories I think that we're all seeing right now. Like the first one is food. What sort of creative ways could someone use Raise to save some money with food right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough with everybody kind of being stuck at home right now. But for me personally, I've become a huge fan of the online delivery space. DoorDash is one of our newer merchants, but you can also buy Grubhub, et cetera. And so, you know, if you're going to order food at home and have somebody else prepare it and support your local businesses, go ahead and come to Raise and you can buy one of the food delivery companies. But also, you know, I've been getting creative with things like grocery shopping and even meal kit delivery. We've got plenty of merchants on our site, so you can get creative around if you don't want to leave your phone. Sorry, don't want to leave your home. You can find really great ways to have that food brought to you using Raise.
Yes, right. Yeah, I love that. And what about entertainment? Because I think we're all searching for some ways of having some added entertainment. Are there any like retailers or any interesting retailers where maybe we could save some money?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting thing. I find myself doing a few extra things and staying at home. The first is watching lots of online streaming, of course. The second is, you know, I've actually picked up Audible, which is obviously Amazon's, you know, Audible book platform. And I've actually bought a Nintendo Switch recently, so I can I'll save my kids, but actually me as well, are playing games at home. And so for all of those, ranging from Audible, we've got obviously discounted cards, but things like the Nintendo eShop or even the Hulu store, you can come to Raise and find lots of entertainment options to occupy your hours at home.
Yes, because we all need that. I think the whole world now has watched Tiger King, and so
indeed they have.
Yes, yeah. So we need something else. And I know I actually used Raise recently. I got an Overstock gift card.
Oh, great!
And we have kind of a desk setup, but it wasn't like fantastic for my husband and I working together. So after a couple of kind of, you know, small quarrels, we actually did get an Overstock gift card and used it to buy some extra, you know, desk furniture, if you will. And I was just like, God, yeah, I mean, you're always kind of like in the top of my mind, but I would have spent more money had I just gone directly to Overstock. So, I mean, that was like a real practical way that, that saved money. But are there any other like household good kind of retailers where there's some opportunities to save money?
Yeah, I think, look, I empathize with your exact story. I've got two adults working from home in a two-bedroom apartment with kids around occasionally. And so we, I had to do just as you did, which is build my own home setup. And so I basically, between what you mentioned with Overstock, we also have Home Goods at Home, as well as some office supply stores. I actually came and bought a Best Buy card to get a new monitor for my, it's my quote unquote home office, but it's really my bedroom.
Right. Yes.
And so, I think the net is we've actually seen a tremendous uptick because of this. We've seen people doing that. They've got to outfit their home to work from home, or maybe, they're sick of looking at their empty counter space. And so they come and get, an Overstock or a Home Goods gift card so they can buy some, flowers for the countertop. I think the net is we're all in a new world, working and living many more hours at home. And so Raise is a great place to come and search for all those brands that can actually add to that experience.
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I mean, this is a slight sort of veer off, but I'm kind of loving the out-home feel that a lot of meetings have, that a lot of even the late-night TV shows, like, it feels more real. It feels like we're actually getting to know humans in a different way than just kind of the glossy versions of ourselves. And so many of us have those at-home office/bedroom setups right now, and it's like, okay, well, this is the best I can do. And this also sort of feels like, you know, right for the time we're in.
Yeah, I think we're all adapting to a new normal. And I was actually just joking with a colleague earlier today that I actually feel more connected with more people in the office now than I did before. And I think, you know, we've all picked up some new habits. We've been doing some fun things at work, like a video karaoke experience, et cetera. But I think that the reality is what's causing it is these constraints. You know, we're working in a new space. We're working at home and we're trying to find ways to desperately stay connected with others. And I think we've all, you know, the human population has become really creative about doing that. So yeah, it's been an interesting but really fun time.
Yeah, I'm also sort of like super curious to see what happens when we go back to quote unquote normal, if we just sort of revert back to how we were all before, or if we carry some of this creative energy and even just thinking about, you know, your company and different ways of saving money and how people are thinking about money differently in general. Like, are we going to carry that forward, or do we just, as humans, kind of snap back to how we were before?
You know, we'll see. I think the old statement of necessity is the mother of invention is true here. And I think we found new ways of working from home, interacting with people, but also how we interact with online retailers. And so you mentioned Raise, the Raise Pay product I mentioned earlier, where you just pick one of our direct retailers and you get cash back for doing it. It's actually a contactless payment method. You use our app and we within a second or two, you've got a barcode that the retailer scans and you walk out. Wow. I think there's new tactics such as that all around us that will carry forward. Now, will I be doing virtual karaoke events going forward? I don't know. Maybe we'll just do them in the office. But I think there's very tangible things that we've learned about this new environment that will carry forward.
Yeah. And I'm also super fascinated, obviously, being a finance nerd. I've done a lot of comparison to what happened during the Great Depression, during 2008, during this time, economically speaking. And I think if I can say anything that's sort of the saving grace right now is that there is the technology around all of us to allow us to shop these ways and eat differently and have virtual karaoke and all of those sort of different interactions than if we didn't have any technology at all. And I think things like Raise are fantastic because it's right there for you to save money. You just have to, you have to go through maybe a few extra steps than if you were just buying something on a retailer site. But the technology is allowing you to do money in a different way.
Yeah, it really is. It's given all of the constraints that we've seen, like I mentioned earlier, there's a ton of innovations coming out. And I think we're at a very, very opportune time for our business, but also just, taking the products we've built and getting them out there for this new need has been really interesting. I mean, we've since the shelter in place, we've continued our business. We sold tens of millions of dollars worth of gift cards since then. And of course, we've seen a shift in some categories like travel going down, right, and some of the other brands we mentioned, like some retailers and some tech stores going up. But the net is, I think, everybody is concerned around what's going on with the economy. Where will this go? And not just looking for new ways to save money, but looking for technologies that can fit seamlessly into how they spend money. And, we've been really well positioned there, but we've also been working with lots of our partners to help them think through it and help promote their technologies as well. So I think the net is, we're all stuck at home. We need to find new ways to shop. And while we're doing that, why not find ways to save money as well?
Are there any interesting areas of gift cards or retailers where you've seen certain spikes in the last, couple of months that maybe were a little bit surprising?
We certainly have seen spikes. I don't know that upon looking into it, it was all that surprising, but we didn't know going in. So, I mentioned travel was a big vertical for us. That's, right. That's taken a big hit as people are not getting on planes and not taking their trips. But a couple of things have popped. I think the ones we mentioned earlier around, dining at home, I think sites like DoorDash, Grubhub, even Pizza Hut and Papa John's have popped significantly. That's not all that surprising. People are at home and they're probably sick of cooking three meals a day. But the one that may be surprising to everybody is our home and DIY categories. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the Home Depots and Lowe's of the world have taken quite a big gain over the last few weeks. And I think the net is, people are at home. They're looking for ways to get outside or maybe just do something to occupy their time. And so they're using this extra time to improve their houses. And so that's been a really interesting one.
Yeah, I think that's such a great story. One of my friends pre-pandemic had gotten a quote to paint her house and it was like $5,000. And she was like, God, I can take a lot of trips with $5,000. So during the pandemic, she actually got a gift card and bought paint, and her and her husband literally painted their entire house for like $300 or $400. So I think that the DIY thing is like so fantastic, and even maybe help someone who's listening kind of jog their brain of the different things they could do to improve their house that aren't so expensive right now.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Obviously, we have the home DIY categories. There's also other things. If you want to spend other ways with your family, like home entertainment and watching some shows, we mentioned those. What I think what you highlighted, though, is a really interesting output of all of this, which is people are finding new ways to connect with their friends and family that are creating these deep and meaningful relationships. And, I love that Raise obviously plays a part in that, but it's really a cool output on humanity for, facing these new constraints that we have. So I love that story.
And what about any, curious if you have any sort of non-raise ideas for how to save some cash right now, maybe to even help support some of the small businesses or small retailers in the area that maybe don't have, you know, gift cards that would be available on Raise or on some of those other like popular platforms. Are there any ways, other creative ways that you can think about to help us save some cash?
Yeah, I think there's a few ways. I mean, since you mentioned the local businesses, let's start there. There are lots of ways to support your local businesses right now. A lot of the food delivery platforms we've already talked about are helping those restaurants stay alive, even though they can't have people come into the restaurant, their kitchens are still open. So you can make sure you do that. You can also, there are many sites that you can actually go, including the restaurants themselves. You can go buy gift cards in advance for your local small businesses. And effectively what you're doing is giving them a much needed cash injection right now at a discount, you know, with the future promise to pay it back via food and other services. So I think that's a great way to support your local businesses. We've already talked about Raise. You can use it and save money where you shop every day. I also personally love to sign up for some other programs that you can get money back on your purchases. There's, I think we mentioned before, there's an app like Earnie where it will actually automatically monitor your purchases. And if a retailer drops their price in the future, which is happening quite a bit lately, they'll automatically file for the refund on it. Wow. I use browser extensions like Honey, Ebates, that anywhere I'm shopping online, I can make sure I'm getting the best deal. So there are quite a few ways like that. I've also recently been signing up for some retailer email lists. A lot of them are obviously lots of retailers are having sales right now, but they've kept a handful of them for their email lists only. So I go ahead and, you know, subscribe to some of my favorite retailers and get coupons every couple of days from ones that I shop at. And that can help me save money every time.
Yeah, I love, I'm a big fan of Honey. I've used Ebates from time to time, but I think what I love is like painting the picture that you could use all of these different arrays on Honey and Ebates and all of these different, you know, companies, platforms to save money. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you make your purchase, like you really truly are getting it at the best price possible, which I think is what we all want. And then, you know, sort of wrapping around to what we talked about at the beginning of the episode, that's real cash. I mean, that's real money that you're saving that then you can direct towards your other money goals that you have. So you can actually put that money to work.
Yeah, I love it. And I think it takes a little bit of effort, and I get a thrill out of it because I'm trying to look for the best deal everywhere I go. And so I'm happy to use multiple sources, but it's just a couple extra minutes that it takes, and you can easily save 10 to 15% on everything you're buying. And you can use that in a couple of ways. Either you can buy more with the same amount, or you can just pocket those monies and save them for the future. So I think, you know, for anyone looking to either make their money go longer or save money for the future, I think these couple quick tips that may take, you know, a little bit of friction and a couple minutes here and there really add up over time.
Yeah. I mean, 10 to 15% is it may seem like a small number, but when you think about the amount of money you spend each month on all the things that you buy or that you even buy online, I mean, that could start to be a significant amount of money, at least enough money to maybe cover one of your other bills. Or, I mean, certainly right now with so many people being unemployed, the more creative you are with your money, the better scenario that you're in. But I'm kind of curious. I wanted to ask your opinion. This is just, of course, an opinion question, but curious, like how you think this whole pandemic, obviously not knowing what the future is, but how do you think this is going to impact, you know, stores going forward? Do you think that we're going to get to a point where it really is just kind of the big chains standing up? Or do you think some of these other, you know, smaller companies are going to be able to weather this?
Yeah, that is definitely an opinion question. And this is purely speculation. But I think, you know, the local retailers are facing a super tough time. Lots of these guys are working on single digit margins, and they only, you know, before all this had a few weeks of payroll in the bank to pay for people. That's just how local businesses work. And so, unfortunately, I think what we're going to see over the next couple of months is some local businesses, you know, unfortunately shutting down. And I also think, though, that problem is going to hit the national retailers as well. We already have seen, in fact, lots of big shutdowns or bankruptcies being imminent for these national partners. You know, the benefit they have is they've got a little bit more cash on the bank so that they can weather the storm more.
Yeah.
But what I think is coming out of all of this, I think at least in my neighborhood and my social circles, there's been a really renewed focus and pride on local businesses. And so while I do think we're going to unfortunately see a handful shut down over this whole pandemic, I do think we're going to see a renewed push from our local interests. I mean, just watching what's going on locally with fundraisers and gift card drives and things to keep these local shops open, I do think when we come out of all this, there will be a renewed pride in shopping locally. So, you know, I think we're all going to see some fallout over the next couple of months. But I do think when the economy turns around and rears back up, we'll see a really big focus on local again.
Yeah, I agree. I sort of feel like once everybody can go out and spend some money again, interacting with people, it's going to be kind of like letting the horse out of the gate that,
definitely.
You know, so many of us are struggling, but so many of us still have some cash and we want to have some interaction with people. And so we want to go visit all those places that we loved. And maybe they, you know, maybe they mean more to us now than they did before, because we didn't even imagine those could be taken away from us.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, with my mask on, I've been walking around the local neighborhood lately, and it's just kind of like, I wish I could go in there. I wish they were open. So I do think when it comes back open, I think people are going to, you know, have more energy than ever to get out there and shop locally.
Yeah, it's just such an interesting time. And I'm such a big fan of Raise. Why I keep having you back on the show is because I use it myself. And so I love to talk about things that help me save money, that hopefully help someone else to save money. But I was wondering if you could just leave us with like one action step or one tip or something that we could do effectively today to start saving money with Raise.
I think it's really easy. I think all I would say is go to our website, raise.com, or search for us in the app stores. Just search for Raise and download it and take a look. And what you'll find is, you know, on our marketplace business where we have people buy and sell cards, we support over 5,000 brands. So anywhere you want to shop, you'll be able to find a discount. On our Raise Pay product that lets you just pay in store or online instantly for the exact amount you need, you know, we have over 150 brands on that can cover 400,000 stores in the U.S. So I think the net is, you know, download our app, check out our website, look for the brands you shop every day, and you'll find something. And even if it's just a few percent, it could go all the way up to 30%. Your money will go further when you use Raise. And that's really important in the times we're in.
You could say I'm kind of obsessive now with the idea of saving money. There are lots of ways to essentially find money in your everyday spending. You just need to look for it. I say all the time, you can find money in your bank account. Just become a detective because it is there. And look, even if you're in a good financial position, who couldn't use more money to put towards goals or investments or eventually, hopefully, a trip somewhere amazing? So check out Raise and other apps like Honey and Ebates that we mentioned in this episode that all help you save money and then put that money to good use somewhere else. So thanks for joining us on this mini episode. If you know someone who needs to hear this message, share this episode with them. Invite others in so we can all talk about money in a new, fun, and fresh way.
Hey, you.
Yes, you.
Before you go, we want to say thanks for listening to this episode of Millennial Money. For all the links, tags, and ads you've heard on today's episode, check out the show notes or go to mmoneypodcast.com, where you'll find more episodes to share with your friends. While you're at it, leave us a review and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss out on all the money tips and tricks that will take you from a millennial regular to a millennial money expert. See you back here in a few days with a fresh new episode.